Welcome to the Daily Divine Feminine Podcast. This is a podcast for any of you that want to deepen your connection with your divine, using spirituality, personal growth, and psychology tools to manifest the life that you deserve. Thanks for being here today, and I'm so excited for you to embark on this journey. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome to today's episode of the Daily Divine Feminine. I'm your host, Vivian V, and today's episode is going to be something I am really passionate about, and it's dating apps. The reason why I'm so passionate is because I actually met my current boyfriend, Clay, who I absolutely love so freaking much, but if it weren't for Hinge, we would have never met. So I wanted to share a little kind of background story about how we met, but also four dating app mistakes that you might be making right now and how to fix them. I recently just got back from Austin visiting one of my closest girlfriends, and she was basically an audience to this whole process of my first Hinge date before and throughout and after. And it's just something that we talked about, and I realized how intimidating these apps can be. But without Hinge, I literally would not have met my boyfriend. So I want to be kind of that person for you. If you're currently going through the process of dating apps, just know like there are certain things that I think are really important to keep in mind. A lot of things I'm sure you're already doing possibly, but just in case you aren't, I just want to share them. Also, a little background on how I met Clay. I have a whole YouTube video about this, but I wanted to briefly mention it on the podcast here. And basically, I was on Hinge. It was the only dating app I had. And I remember just creating a profile just because I thought it was kind of fun to make a profile, just kind of put my best foot forward. Wasn't in a rush to really, you know, find anyone. But for me, I'm huge into research. And this applies to like all aspects of my life. And so I did like a whole kind of like background stalking situation with Clay. He knows this, but I think it helps to kind of know who you're giving your time to, who you're giving your attention to. And with dating apps, it can get pretty overwhelming because there's so many people. And I just felt like I had very casual conversations within the app. Actually, what happened was we matched and we messaged just like two or three times, and I didn't message him back because I didn't have my notifications on for messaging, and he double messaged me and basically was like, I really like the conversation that we had. I hope that we continue to get to know each other, and I would love to, you know, possibly take you out on a date. Here's my number, but totally understand if you don't want to, which I thought was really respectful, but also showed like initiative. And then from that moment on, we talked to each other every single day. We connected without meeting in person yet, and he wanted to get to know me before we met. He was asking really great questions, and we were having very easygoing conversations, but there was no expectation of like needing to constantly talk to each other at the same time. Knowing that we were gonna be having our first date, he asked me out on our first date after talking to each other via message. And I felt comfortable wanting to go on this first date because I felt like we had substance to the conversations already being had. So it made me want to get to know him, and I wanted to see him in person, and I was excited for it, genuinely excited. So that first date ended up being about 2 weeks after we matched. Had an amazing first date, and everything else is history. We just had this amazing connection. And I think that leading up to it though, I had kind of this whole idea of what I didn't want to approach the app with. I had like a very set mindset on who I am and what I want. Didn't necessarily mean I needed this app to like complete me. It was just more of like an opportunity for me to move forward in, you know, my life as a single person and being excited for the opportunity to possibly meet someone. But that being said, yeah, we've been dating officially since then, so it's been almost 10 months now we've been together, and it's been like the best 10 months of my life, literally. So yeah, it's like a little background story, how we met, and yeah, that was the first and last time. And just like Hinge has the whole saying of, it's the app that's meant to be deleted, I deleted it like pretty soon after, which is really cool. So I just want to kind of be an advocate for like the possibility of this app working if you are in the position of feeling like it's just not. I want to be like a testimony that it is possible, and there are a lot of people looking for the right person instead of trying to be the right person. And I think that's something that's really important to keep in mind, is that when you demonstrate love by giving it to yourself unconditionally, you attract other people who can love you without conditions. And when you raise that bar for yourself, you feel that that bar is being raised for the people you allow into your life. So I want to just make that clear, you know. But let's go right into the four mistakes. And the first mistake is this: your dating profile isn't attracting the right type of people. Essentially, your dating profile is your digital first impression. So you get to be creative about what you love about yourself, your personality, and kind of what matters to you. It shines through in your profile. And this quote, I think, really resonated with me when I was doing this, and that is, you attract who you are, not what you seek. Because people tend to gravitate towards others that they can relate to. This is also kind of along the same lines of the law of attraction. If they see that they have something in common with you, there's more of a chance that you will get along with them. So with that in mind, the impression that you have on others through your profile can be expressed through your pictures, it's expressed through your quotes, the questions you have on your profile, whatever it is that you have. And for example, if your profile is a lot of pictures of you traveling, you're more likely to attract people that want to travel as well. Like for me, I had a lot of pictures of me traveling. One of the quotes I had was, I'm looking for an adventure buddy. That was like one of the questions. My answer was, I wanted someone to go on adventures with. This is something I'm truly passionate about. I love traveling. I think that life is too short to stay in one place. And that is something that I will want people in my life to also understand about me, because if you aren't open to new experiences and traveling, I don't think that it will support, you know, my best version. And it's something that we can do together. I want to do together. So your pictures really have a lot to do with what you want and who you are. So if your pictures are of you partying or at clubs, don't be surprised if you're attracting people that will want to go clubbing, that will want to be partying. And if that's what you want, like, you're doing great, like that's exactly what you want. You should be posting pictures of things you love to do that you want to do with your future partner. So what may have worked before may not work now too. If you want to live a different lifestyle, that means making different choices. You are who you surround yourself with, especially a significant other. This person will support you in your dreams and goals, and the way that they live is their choice, same with yours. But if they coincide on the journey that you want to be on, it just makes it that much more meaningful. And it's important to kind of think about these things. You make that decision for yourself. That way the people that are gravitating towards you are attracted to the type of person that you are, that you want to be. And yeah, just make sure that your personality shines through, that you are being yourself, because you don't want to put something out there that doesn't resemble you. And that also goes into how edited your pictures are. I think that I love filters, all of that, but sometimes we can get a little carried away, and you just want to make sure that you aren't hiding parts of you that are altering parts of you. That way when you meet this person, you're not worried about that, because it's like, you come as you are. I hope that they recognize the beauty within you, but also who you are on the outside physically. Like, I've heard a lot of stories of people being catfished, so just be aware of the pictures that you're putting out there, that you are resembled accurately and that you are proud of this first impression of yourself. And it helps to be candid, like, helps to smile. My most commonly pictures that were liked were the ones I was smiling. And that doesn't necessarily mean, like, you have to be really, you know, smiling in every picture. If you, honestly, if you like being sad, that's fine too. Like, you don't have to be someone you're not. But what I'm trying to say is being genuine and authentic is just so important. And when you radiate your authenticity, you ultimately attract people that want to be around you for you. And this is such a great feeling because you don't feel the need to be someone you're not, that you're not putting a mask on constantly. And in the beginning, like, we all definitely want the better parts of ourselves to show, and like, vulnerability takes time. So, like, that's totally understandable. But I think first impressions, this is like the ball's in your court. Like, that's your profile. Like, make it yours. Be proud of who you are. Be confident and be yourself. All right, guys. So let's move on to mistake number 2. And that is, you are in a scarcity mindset instead of an abundant mindset. I think that this applies to a lot of aspects of life, but especially in dating, it's something to definitely consider. Basically, scarcity is fear. It's saying that finding love is too much work. Scarcity makes you settle for less. It says, this must be as good as it gets, so I guess I'll stay, or I won't even try because dating someone like that is out of my league. Scarcity feeds on itself. It's when something doesn't work out, scarcity says, see, I told you so. It keeps you single or committed but wishing you were single. A scarcity mindset can also be like a situation where you're setting your standards so high that you don't open yourself up to infinite possibilities. And it comes down to being afraid and finding reasons why you aren't finding a connection instead of focusing on the moving on and allowing yourself to be open-minded. This doesn't mean settling. I want to really like reiterate that. That doesn't mean you need to settle with people that you know you aren't supposed to be with. It's just the idea that because of this one date that didn't go right, that you don't want to date anymore, that people don't want to commit anymore. And that's just not true, because you see everywhere people want to be in relationships and people are getting married, that people are on this app. Not all of them are under a blanket of they don't want to date. You're just finding the people that aren't either right for you or aren't at that point in their life where they're aligned with where you're at. But I promise you, there are people like you out there that are ready, that want to commit, that can connect with you. And when you feel like there's no one else that does, and you find yourself being like, people on dating apps just don't care, you are also on a dating app. Like, you are one of those people. So already that's not true. Like, ask yourself that if that's true. It's just not. And it can get very, very tedious when you find yourself running into connections that don't last, connections that don't work. Maybe it's one-sided, but the idea that it's just, that's it, there's no hope in sight, that's a scarcity mindset. And it can get you down. It can get you into this pattern of thinking of like, it's not worth your time, that you're going into a date with these preconceived notions of what this person is already going to be based on other people, which isn't fair to them because they can't do the same for you. I would hope that when you're on a date with someone that you wouldn't want that person to be comparing you to someone else. So if you both go into it open-minded, you're a lot more likely to find the reasons why you two may work versus using things out of their control or your control to completely alter the possibility of it even being a thing. So what limiting beliefs do is keep us where we don't consciously want to be. But in reality, you are exactly where you need to be. You are on the right path. And just because something doesn't work out, that's not rejection. That's redirection. That is guiding you towards what's better for you. It's sometimes, honestly, a really nice feeling of knowing that this was not something that was meant to be. You learned a lot more about yourself in the process, and that you can move forward versus thinking that if you did this differently, it would have worked. Like, this is something that had happened for you, not to you. Please continue to remember that in moments where you feel like you're being punished. That one day you'll look back and be like, I wasn't being punished, I was being prepared. So what does an abundant mindset look like? It's focusing on what's amazing and unique about yourself and the people that you meet in these moments. Also, seeing all the potential in the world and how it applies to your life, and acknowledging that you deserve the best. You deserve the best. An abundance mindset is the opposite of seeing the world as scarce and limited. It stems from love and compassion. It's a belief that you are worthy and deserving of love, no matter what, period. That's it, just no matter what. There's no buts and ifs about it. When you filter your experiences through this abundant mindset, you don't worry about how many dates you've been on. Scarcity counts the numbers, the stats, the failures. It makes you panic. But abundance anticipates the good. It accepts the flow, and it's a sense of direction that you're moving forward constantly in gratitude for what is, appreciation for the current moment, and ultimately the compassion and empathy for yourself. That you are doing the things you have to do in order for you to create the life that you want, period. And that is forming from a foundation of love for yourself that you deserve, and not allowing external things hinder that. And I think that'll go into kind of the next mistake I want to mention, and that is mistake number 3. You are addicted to external validation and instant gratification. This is one that this is like calling you out. And the reason why I'm going to say this is because I also dealt with this. I'm not saying this out of like nowhere, just being like, oh, like this is messed up. Like, I need to mention this because I did this. There was something about swiping that it's almost like a game. It's rewarding. And literally, it's a hit of dopamine every time you get a match. According to the study done by F.C. Donders from the Center for Cognitive Neuroimaging in the Netherlands, dating apps, this is like a study they did, and the result was dating apps hijack the brain system of reward learning to keep individuals hooked. And this is a huge issue because dating apps creeping into every moment of your day, you're just constantly swiping in the elevator, before bed, and even while you're out with other people. And it's like these apps have this dopamine hit that is so gratifying. It's like the moment is there and you see the match and then it's fleeting. So it's a craving of wanting more, that if you like keep swiping and these matches are hitting, it's like your confidence is boosted and it's gratifying. It's instant gratification. So if your desired outcome is a great date or a great relationship, it's time to kind of quit doing that. Because what you're doing is you're becoming so overwhelmed by the number of matches that you're not getting the quality. So it's like that saying, right, guys? It's quality over quantity. But if you have so many matches to go through because of just like instant swiping that you're not taking the time to swipe with intention, you're missing out on opportunities to get to really know people. Because as the numbers grow, that is what it is. It's like a game. It's like just these people aren't numbers. You have to realize like these are people. These are actual faces behind these accounts, these profiles. And if you treat them like a number, like that's going to be reciprocated. And I'm not saying like every single match needs to have so much meaning and like it needs to be perfect, but it's definitely something to consider. That are you on the app for instant gratification to get that like that confidence boost, or are you on that app to find someone? Because these are the decisions that need to be had, because the way you go about it, it's gonna burn you out if you're swiping through so many people and you're feeling like you're not meeting anyone, you're not getting connections. It's like inevitable to be burnt out, and it becomes addicting too because it's so fleeting. So yeah, just realize like it can become an addiction to get these external validation, instant gratification. So I want you to recognize that and start swiping with more intention. And don't be on the app at like all times. Don't be overly available. What I would sometimes do is just turn off notifications entirely on the app and come back to it when I was like not doing things that really matter in my life. Because this dating thing, it is daunting and you don't want to miss opportunities. But at the same time, like also embrace being single. And that means not being always available to things like this. It's having more intention, having balance, and you will find that these interactions will have a lot more meaning when you do that. And the last mistake is this: don't chase, attract. You don't chase success, you attract it. You don't chase love or happiness, you attract it. Become the best version of yourself by focusing on the process instead of the outcome, and your desires will chase you. Chasing is what we do when we struggle. It's when you call someone 10 times who doesn't answer or call you back. When you feel like you're trying too hard, it comes from a place of worry, of fear, of low trust. And we chase because we don't trust it will come to us. Chasing, it's fueled by insecurities, it's low self-esteem, and it's self-doubt. And ultimately can leave us feeling depleted, tired, and sad, because we often ask ourselves, why is this so hard? Attraction, on the other hand, is a state of receiving. We attract things to us because we trust that they will come, and we open up to them when they do. And this is done by giving power to our energy and making sure that energy is good. It's that high vibration, it's that high frequency, because what we attract will come to us because we believe it will. So this is done by giving yourself that love and not seeking external validation. It's loving and accepting yourself as you are, and as you are navigating this dating world especially, because if you are going into this dating world clinging to anything to fill you up, that is exactly what you will find. You will find ways for it to fill you up, even if it means inviting people into your life that don't deserve to be there. Even if it means putting yourself in a situation that you know you shouldn't be in. It means making yourself small. So just because you have more dates, that doesn't mean that you are more worthy, okay? I need you to understand that. There is something so beautiful about being single, because you don't have to give yourself, your time, what you want. That freedom is all in your hands. So do not allow others to make you feel like what you're doing is not enough, or what you're doing is wrong, or what you're doing is... what you're doing is not up to them. Like, that is ultimately what I want you to realize, that every person has their own journey, that we are all unique in who we are, and alongside that our journeys. Just because this may work for someone else may work differently for you, but just having that courage within yourself and knowing that things work out for you, they work out in your favor. Things don't happen to us, they happen for us. That person that you thought would be the one wasn't. But it's giving yourself the chance to love the life that you live and understand that people sometimes are in our lives for a reason or a season or a lifetime. When you figure out which one is which, you will know what to do for each person. Because sometimes you might find it hard to believe that not everyone wants to be in your life and you don't need to be in theirs. Because if that were the case, we would not be very picky with who we surround ourselves with. And that's the beauty of life, is how we are so alike but also are so different, and we can learn so much in the differences. So knowing this will help you move on from people and accepting connections that don't work out, and seeing that as a redirection. You are being directed to a better path. This was not the person you were meant to be with. And the time that you were with that person is in itself a gift. That is a lesson. That is something that life has given you a chance to experience. But just because it ends doesn't mean that it wasn't meant to be in that short amount of time. And if you continue to run into the same problems, I really challenge you to reflect on what it is that is within your control that you could do differently, and the things that are out of your control, accept that. And that's why I want you to take time to focus on how your single life is something that is so fulfilling. It makes something worth inviting someone into, and it's not something you want to run from. And that might mean working on the different parts of your life besides a love life. It can mean starting a new hobby. It could mean being more of nature, traveling. It's this amazing chapter of your life, and you are the author. How do you want it to be written? Is it written in a place of, I was on these apps constantly and like no one was right, and I just was like, this is pointless, and I spent months just like going on so many dates and I hated it? Or I started doing yoga when I've always wanted yoga. I've always wanted to travel to Europe, and I met so many amazing people along the way, and I went on a couple dates and they were so fun. Like, I met this guy in Italy and he showed me around, and I got back and it ended, but it was a summer I'll never forget. It was amazing during the time it was amazing, and the present moment is what you are living. That is life. Life is in the present. So please, as you're finding yourself on these apps, do not second guess all that life has to offer you. And maybe it's about learning how to lean into loneliness instead of fearing it. Fill yourself with what you feel like that hunger inside for love is, and that you have a never-ending supply that isn't dependent on other people. You deserve a life that you want, and that includes the people you allow into it, but also the person that you are and the person that you're becoming. You are the greatest project you will ever work on, and it's such an exciting chapter to be able to meet all these people, but also for them to meet you. Do not forget that. All right, guys, so that is it for today's episode. I hope that it was helpful. I know that dating apps are a great way to meet people. I actually met my best friends on Bumble BFF. So not only dating apps, but also just like navigating this new way of meeting people. It's not so new anymore. I feel like more and more of us are having these amazing connections because of this tool that is these apps. And it can get kind of overwhelming, but don't look at it as something that is a hindrance or a difficulty. Look at it as an opportunity, because this is almost like a better time than ever for us to meet people that we don't have the pressure of having to constantly like walk around the streets being like, are you possibly my best friend? I mean, those moments happen, but the fact that we have these apps is really cool in my opinion, and that we get to just the journey of life, get to meet more people through this way. And a lot more of us are doing it, so don't feel weird about it if you are. Like I said, I met my boyfriend, I met literally like my best friends on apps. So I just want to kind of end the podcast with that, and also a couple affirmations. But before I do that, if you could please leave a review, I would absolutely love to know what you thought of today's episode or the podcast in general. And also, if you could share this podcast episode to anyone in your life that you think might be on the same path of trying to navigate dating apps, and hopefully this can help them kind of go through that coming from a place of abundance and self-love and knowing that what you deserve is out there and it's on its way to you, and just to have patience and timing, and that the gift of clarity will come in due time. And yeah, also if you want to get daily affirmations or reminders on episodes, you can go ahead and follow us on Instagram at the Daily Divine Feminine. So I'll go ahead and leave you with some affirmations. There is an abundance of opportunities available for me. I invest my time and my energy where it feels right for me. I believe in my ability to bounce back from setbacks and emerge even stronger.